take ownership. Like, you are not the victim of your time and your schedule and the needs that you're meeting around you.
Yeah.
It feels like that so many days.
Yeah.
But that is not the truth. You get to say, I need 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I need 5 minutes. I need an hour. I need a weekend. Yeah. Whatever it is, like, you need to say it.
Welcome to the I Am Mother of the Year podcast, where we equip and encourage moms just like you to move from isolation, fear, comparison, and chaos to community, compassion, peace, and freedom. We're so glad you're here.
Hey, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Jen, and this is the I Am Mother of the Year podcast.
And no one ever gives me any peace and quiet.
Just need 5 minutes.
5 minutes
of peace and quiet. I love those words.
Oh.
Peace and quiet.
I'm like, don't move. The rest of the time, we will not speak. Right, but you feel me on that, right? Like,
yes.
No one gives me any peace and quiet around here.
No.
Mommy, 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 mommy.
Hey, yeah. Lisa, what's for dinner?
Burp, 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 burp. Everybody, figure out how to use the toilet yourself.
Yes.
Jeez.
Dog, let yourself out.
Right. You can't open the door?
Baby, get your own milk from the fridge and pour out about 5 ounces. Screw on the lid, sit there and hold it. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think it's too much to ask. Maybe we're failing in our job. We need to train them up faster.
We're the lifeline of the house. It just feels like we're the pulse, we're the center, we're the hub. Husband needs you, kids need you, the dog needs you, the
Everybody
house needs you.
Everybody needs you.
It just feels like we're at the center, which feels a little like egocentric, but I'm like, no, but in the household with all the day-to-day craziness, like moms, man.
We are.
We're at the center.
We are at the center, and that's not egocentric. That is cold, hard
fact.
Okay? You know.
Right?
You know this is true.
Right. Kids are great. They serve their purpose. Husband's wonderful. Thank you for cutting the grass and taking out the trash.
They serve their purpose. Kids,
we all...
Thanks for serving your purpose.
Thanks for eating this chopped up dinner I gave to you and growing and becoming the little adults we're raising you to be.
Yep. You are serving your purpose.
I'm training you up.
Thank you.
You are carrying my DNA. You look a little like me and your dad. And
you're welcome.
Providing some joy and humor in this. You know what I mean? Like, we each have our roles, but there's something about that, like, day-to-day that moms, man.
It's the grind. We're in the weeds. We're in the weeds.
So when we're in the center and being torn and pulled in every which direction, it's like, it is very difficult to get 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Oh,
well, you know what I do? Here's a story for you. So I set my alarm every morning, 6 o'clock. Actually, 6:01, because I've got a thing about zeros and fives.
Oh, yes.
And even numbers. It's a whole situation. It's either 1, 3, 7, 9.
Oh, prime and the odd numbers?
Odd. But and no zeros, no fives. I know, I'm a total
I'm
psycho.
I'm the opposite, because I'm like, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Even numbers.
Okay, so we can put a pin in that.
6:01.
You heard it here first. I'm crazy.
No, it's okay. I'm
doing it. Okay, so 6:01. And then I'm like, snooze. Sometimes I do get up at 6:01.
Okay.
I've been getting better lately, but I will never forget the time when I was like, 6:01. Okay, I'm going to get up. Mm-hmm. I was training for half marathon at the time, so I'm like, I've got 5 miles. I've got to do 5 miles this morning.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I'm like, snooze.
Number two, I'm going to keep track for us.
Snooze.
Three.
And it was like, I just snoozed until it was like, just shut it off. Like, you're not getting up.
Yeah.
You know, at what point is this like every 9 minutes just a distraction from the sleep that you really want or need? And so I just lay there, and then Josie came in and was like, Mom, blah, 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 get up. And I'm like, dang it. No, and then I was so mad at myself because I'm like, well, there goes my peace and quiet. And I'm like, mad at her. I'm mad at her for waking me up, even though my alarm tried like for 40 minutes to go, hey, Lisa, remember that peace and quiet? Hey.
Remember that
run 5 miles?
You're gonna do it. You
5 miles of peace and quiet.
5 miles of peace and quiet. Exactly. Yeah. And I was gonna have alone time before that. I was just gonna be quiet in the morning. Yeah. And I sat there,
laid there in bed, just like, ugh, dang it. And I threw this pity party for one. Like, I'm not gonna get any peace and quiet. I can't believe she doesn't give this to me naturally. How come she doesn't know?
Yeah.
Like, she's 5. Maybe that's why she doesn't know. And so then I'm like thinking through the day, well, there goes my peace and quiet probably for the whole weekend because Ryan's headed out of town. Oh my gosh, Ryan's headed out of town. So like my husband was headed out of town in like an hour and a half, I think was the clock.
Oh my
gosh. And you know, he'll sleep till the last minute and just throw some stuff in a bag and out the door.
Go.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I popped up so fast. And I'm like, bye, I gotta go for my run. Because I realized this is the only time I'm gonna get peace and quiet the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And so then I'm on the run like, oh yeah, bye, see ya kids. Mm-hmm. And I did, I escaped my children. And that was the number one reason why I went for the run that day. Mm-hmm. But I let that go because that could cause mom guilt. And I said, oh no, I don't have any time for mom guilt right now.
Not today.
Because this is my only 5 miles of peace and quiet that I'm ever gonna get today. And so I was out there and I was like, oh my gosh, I had to create this. I created this moment for myself. Thank you, me, for getting out of bed and going for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, oh my gosh, no one creates quiet for me.
Not your 5-year-old who ran into your room.
No.
She wasn't running in to say, hey mom, I started the coffee. Your Bible's downstairs. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I could play quietly in my room while you took at least 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the words are peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably like the second or third sentence she was going to say.
Yeah.
But I was like, here, just watch a movie.
Yes.
So it's like no one's job. It's no one's job to create quiet. Like no one's going to force you out of bed for your alarm, you know? Like no one's going to turn off your radio.
Yes.
Like, no one's going to do that for you. You have to create it for yourself.
Yes.
But it's important.
Yes. Yeah. Just to relate a little bit, because I'm like so excited to get to the solution.
Yeah.
And we have a special gift for you today. So I'm like anxious to get this. I'm like, hurry up and tell your little story.
Yeah.
But just to relate, when you said my husband was headed out of town, I'm like, oh yeah, not too long ago, my husband went out of town.
Mm.
Sunday to Thursday. So it was like,
dang it, Jacob. The nerve. When can I go out of town? Sunday to Thursday.
With some girlfriends? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're planning that, boys. Just FYI.
It's happening. Uh-huh. So, I gear up. I'm like, we are doing this. It's great. It took a lot of mental prep, but I'm like, I can do this.
You can do it.
I am capable.
Yeah, you're the hub.
Yes. So, it took a day, and then we got into our groove and whatever, but I noticed the time that I felt this was always in the kitchen for some reason. I don't know if that's important to note, but I'm like, in the morning.
It's the place of highest demand.
Yes, it's like, that's
so many
of
things
a hub.
You need. Exactly. Everybody needs everything in the kitchen.
Yes. And so I'm in the kitchen, and it is like, okay, I have to get both kids fed breakfast and then pack up for the day, everything they need for daycare and school, and then I'm gonna like drop them off and then head to the highway and go into work. So I should bring a lunch and I should have my laptop and my charger and all the things and the mask and the chapstick. And so it's like thinking through all these details.
Yeah.
And so, and like, do we need any more diapers or wipes at school? And what did they ask for in the note? You know, just the list of things for the day. And I'm doing okay. But it's a lot. Like the mental load and the internal noise level at that point, that early in the morning for me is like, it's on high. Mm-hmm.
Turn it up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. It's a reference. Oh boy. Spinal Tap. Okay.
Oh yes.
You have to be like really cool.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Best in
I
show
tried jam.
And
Best
it's the
in
same
show.
Yes, and they're made by the same people.
There you
people.
Go. It's I need
same.
To watch Best in Show. Yes. We'll have to do swapsies.
Yes, and they're like all those, not all, but a lot of the same actors
Got
are Spinal Tap. I'm like, I know I love it already.
Okay.
By default.
Up to 11.
Okay.
Okay. So 11. Go
to 11. And then, which I'm like, I can maintain at this point, but if any external noise comes at me, it's going to put me to 12, and it's going to be over the edge.
Yeah. just light it on fire and just walk away.
Sweet boy Jonah, 6-year-old, is like, Mommy, look at this. Mommy, can I have this? Mommy, what's this do?
And I was like, you know what?
I'm like, you know what? It put me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is the moment where I'm like, I need 5 minutes of mm-hmm, peace and quiet mm-hmm. because I need to pack everything for the three of us for the entire day. And I want to set us up for success. And if you could, Jonah, if you could be here.
Tone it down to zero.
You could be playing quietly, maybe getting your shoes mm-hmm. on and waiting by the door with your backpack.
That would be nice.
This is like every 6-year-old boy I've ever met.
Oh, not roaring and stomping with T-Rex arms around the house.
So I'm like, I feel this. And same thing, it happened again that night, like getting home from work and the day and unpacking them and getting ready for dinner. It's just like, man, in these transition modes in the kitchen, I could really use 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just
so what do you do?
Turn it up to 12.
Someone please stop me. This accent is literally the worst.
I know.
Not at all my gifting, okay?
I'm like, what did I do? Okay, how can I frame this positively? I'll just be honest.
No, get
okay. I said, Jonah.
I yelled and screamed and I spanked him no reason.
Can I say I was trying to speak my needs? I'm like, could have been a positive spin? Mm-hmm.
But I did say, hey, Jonah, I'm trying to get dinner ready for all of us. Can you give me just a couple minutes? I want to hear about that thing at dinner. But I just need a few minutes. Could you maybe put some napkins on the table? And tried to redirect like he's a helper. So he's like, okay, Mommy.
That sounds perfect. Okay. Why would you even need to reframe that positively? That's so beautiful as it is.
I don't like being put on the spot.
Let me tell you
what.
What did you do? Tell me everything. Liar.
Oh, please, Jonah, put some napkins. You probably did because you're so wonderful. No, look at you. Sometimes you know what I do?
Everybody shut your mouths.
Oh my gosh! Mommy's going in the pantry for 5 minutes.
And then I go like this. When I'm like, my body's like quaking. Because I'm like,
got the quiver.
I can't do it. Oh, I'm just so tense right now. Oh, I just need 5 minutes of peace and quiet. But that's what I do. Like, I usually start to explode. And then I'm like, nope, Mommy needs time out. I need a Mommy time out.
Mommy
I need it right
out.
Now. Mommy's going to her room. Okay, bye, kids. And
mommy
then I do.
Is good.
I do. Mommy time out's the best. If you do not utilize Mommy time out, you're kind of mm-hmm. One, you teach your children that it's okay to regulate their own emotions.
Yes.
And you put themselves in time out.
Yep.
Give it a positive spin.
Love those.
Right. Well, Mom takes timeouts when she's getting mad. Maybe I could do that too. Now, I will tell you that has yet to work for me, spilling over into my children. But mm-hmm. someday, you never know, if I put myself in timeout enough, they might catch on.
Might. Yes.
More is cut than is tucked, right?
That's what they say.
That's what we hear.
If that's true, my kids will spend so much time in timeout.
This is a good thing.
Oh, I'm like, I love the cool down
mm-hmm.
idea of it. Like, you're just going to cool down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Someday, when my kids are old enough that I could just leave them in the house, I'm like, just taking a lap. I'm just going to take a lap around the retention pond.
Yep. Going for a walk.
Oh, yeah. So good. Okay.
Yeah.
But now that we've been honest.
Yes.
We've let it out there. I think we've probably empathized with you and maybe also stirred up and cranked you up to 11 on accident with all of our shouting.
Sorry.
So sorry about that.
These mics are hot. But the idea is like you have to create the space, right? Like they're not going to, your kids, whoever around you, most of the time they are not going to say, I think you might need 5 minutes of peace and quiet.
Yeah. So let me rephrase this as an action step for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take ownership. Like, you are not the victim of your time
Mm-mm.
and your schedule and the needs that you're meeting around you.
Yeah.
It feels like that so many days.
Yeah.
But that is not the truth. You get to say, I need 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I need 5 minutes. I need an hour. I need a weekend. Yeah. Whatever it is, like, you need to say it.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of someone else going, you... First, you look like you could need a break. What are you trying to say?
Ouch.
I think you need a break. Yeah, I do need a break. I always need a break. Do you want to see my crazy eyes? If I was a cartoon, they'd be like, oh. Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's a real thing. Maybe we can add that in post.
Yeah.
But like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, but take ownership. You are not the victim. So try to reframe that in your mind.
Yeah.
When everything's coming at you, you can say, stop.
I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a minute. I feel like I need 30 seconds.
Right.
I feel like I need an hour. Like you said, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Because I feel like this squashes any resentment. Like the alarm story in Joseph, like you immediately put that on her, and I so get that. Like on Jonah, he's trying to show me his cool toy. Like, why am I so mad at him? Well, because yes, my internal noise is at 11, mm-hmm. but that's not his fault, and he doesn't know that.
Right.
Why am I like, psh, now all of my fiery looks are going towards him, like, how dare you ask me a question at such a time as this? Like, what? He's right. 6 and he's trying to show you a cool thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
ownership.
Own it.
And then create your space.
Yes.
Figure out what it looks like for you to actually go, oh, this, I think I can sneak some margin in here, mm-hmm. but I need to create this. And maybe it is as simple as get up with your first alarm. Mm-hmm. I dare you mm-hmm. to get up with your first alarm. I have been setting my alarm now since I've been, you know, a snoozer. You can label your alarms, which I didn't know. You could edit the name of your alarm in your phone. Cool. And so mine is quiet time.
Oh,
it might even say quiet time and coffee. I think that's what it says because there's the quiet time is the appeal. And then the coffee's like, there's the ringer. So I'm like, I look at that. And I'm like, oh yeah, quiet time and coffee. Mm. And it makes it a little bit easier to rise.
Get out of bed.
But do whatever you can to create your quiet. Like whatever that looks like for you, mm-hmm. create it.
Yes.
Do it.
Yeah. It could be so many different things. It could be a little time out in the pantry. You had a time getting gas that you're outside of the vehicle for 90 seconds. I'm like, it can look like so many different things.
That felt like a vacation. I don't think I'll ever forget that time. Like that time I put the kids in the car just to go get gas,
which
I never do because I just could not handle them in the house. And I'm like, you both need to be strapped in. Like
restrained.
Yes. This is me putting them in little baby straight jackets. Yeah.
Or a change of scenery. Like, come on, let's go.
Yep.
Adventure.
Going to the gas station. And then I stood there and just, oh my gosh, outside going, this is vacation. Like, I might as well be at the beach right now.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like getting high from the gas fumes and I'm just like.
Laying against the car.
Just let this happen. The Costco guy's like, ma'am,
we actually discourage you from inhaling the fumes.
And I'm like,
are those two children in the car?
He's like, go ahead. Actually, there's more effective way to do that. So anyway, yes, it was like, oh, vacation.
Yes.
But that's what it is. And that brings us to our third point, which is use your quiet wisely.
Yes, because sometimes if I steal away and I'm like, okay, physically I'm removed. Physically, I have this carved out time where I get to be alone, so this should look like success. If you want peace and quiet, you're gonna find it right now. And I grab my phone and my finger is like a moth to a flame to Instagram. I don't know what it is about the icon, and it's like boop, and then I'm scrolling, and then halfway through I'm like, why? Wait, stop. This is peace and quiet. Wait. Put your phone down.
Right.
What about solitude?
Can I start over?
Yes.
Can I start over my
time? Reset the clock, please. Yes. Like solitude and silence and stillness, that is good rest. What about prayer?
Right.
What about meeting the Lord? Not like, oh my gosh, that's a new hairstyle. What the heck? I love that mustard yellow with the stripes. What? Is this feeding my soul right now? No.
No. If anything, it's doing the opposite. It's feeding the comparison or it's feeding the unsettled feeling of like, oh, if you go to social media in quiet time, I mean, obviously you can go to this podcast anytime.
Yes.
In your solitude and quiet time. Yes. But like, you're not, like, go to some place that feeds you well.
Right.
Don't feed yourself junk food in your quiet time.
Seriously, though, well said. Because it's like stimulation, too. And like lights and sights and the visuals. Like I'm not resting. Like, how about close your eyes and breathe deeply? Start there.
Doesn't that sound amazing? Can we just do that real quick? Just. Oh.
That's so much better. Mm.
Totally. Well, I remember one time I was like, okay. Ryan, you take the kids. Take them out of this house. Like, I can't hear anything.
Go get gas.
Go get gas for crying out loud. It's like, the tank is full. Like, just pretend. I don't even care. Go look at the river. I don't know. Like, I don't care what you do. I need 20 minutes in the bathtub.
Yes.
And so I, like, dimmed the lights, and I ran the hot bath, and I lit some candles.
Oh,
like,
candles.
I put a towel over the baby toys, you know, so I did, like, I could just pretend like I'm at some luxurious spa. Mm-hmm. And I beat myself up in the bathtub. Oh. Mentally.
Splash.
But like, I sat there and just went through what a horrible mom I was for asking for that time.
No.
And I'm like, and then all of a sudden I realized, I'm like, this isn't a bathtub. This is a tub full of shame. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got out of that bathwater so fast.
Get out of
as
here.
If it was the problem.
Oh my gosh.
Wipe off. Oh my gosh. Blow out the candles.
Drain.
Oh my gosh, it's shame.
Oh my gosh.
But it was like, what a horrible use of time. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Tell yourself the truth and feed yourself wonderful moments when you get them.
Yes, use your time wisely.
And here's what we're going to do for you. This is the gift that you alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you right now. We said, no one's going to give you 5 minutes, but we want you to really love us. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you your first 5 minutes. It's on us.
Yes, okay? Baby steps.
This next 5 minutes is a gift for you. We're going to put up some magical graphic on the screen with some beautiful little music. And we want you just to keep doing what you're doing or stop and take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Have fun. Okay, how was that?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Are you
right?
You're kind of a new woman. I can see it.
Oh my
you look
gosh.
Refreshed.
Yes, and renewed.
So you're welcome. Yes. Okay, that's your first one. Take that as many times as you need to. And you're like, oh, I love that so much. Just rewind.
Do
the
it again.
5 minutes is still there because of the magic of technology.
I need 10 minutes today.
And 40.
You can do it again tomorrow and the next day, as every hour on the hour, whatever you need to do.
Yes, do it.
Take it. Take ownership. Create the space. Mm-hmm. Use it wisely.
And when you're using it wisely, maybe one of the first things you could tell yourself, in case no one else tells you today, is that you are a really good mom.
Thanks for listening to the I Am Mother of the Year podcast with Lisa and Jen. If you love what you hear and want insider access to more conversations just like these, exclusive Mother of the Year merch, and access to the I Am Mother of the Year podcast one day early, join the growing community of patrons who support our movement at patreon.com/I Am Mother of the Year. Talk to you next week.